I got to work now. So turn to the person next to you and say, oh, I'm so glad you're here. You look fabulous. Okay, so do we have any whiners in the audience, given that last song? Do we have any whiners? So it's okay. It's all right. You know, every time I do a retreat, I do 1 minute of power spiritual whining. And it's actually really good because it kind of clears the plate. It just kind of does everything. But the question is, like that song I sang at the beginning, I choose whining and how you're going to start your day and how the day is going to unfold is a choice. Do you agree with me on that? So the question is, when you start your day in the morning, does the alarm go off or the sun wakes you up and you go, oh, it's a beautiful day, and then you go over to the mirror and you look in the mirror and go, oh, look at you, did you get more beautiful overnight? What's the deal? Oh my God. Do you do that? Are you like me that sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh my God, and then you go to the mirror and go, oy vey, it's all dropping, what happened? But here's the thing. It does really come down to that choice. It's how you start your day is how the day unfolds. And I, you know, a lot of the songs that I sing, the chants that I write, I have these different chant albums, Songs of Spirit 1, 2, 3, 4, and they all have specifically been made with the idea that the very first song is how you're going to, if you're going to like have an alarm clock radio or, you know, the CD player that wakes you up, that each song on the very first track is something that's going to be like, thank you for this day, Spirit, thank you for this day, or I start my day with love. When I start my day with love, that's what I get more of. So each album has that. And I knew the power of what it's like to have that affirmation start your day when I was at a hotel recently and the alarm clock radio went off. And here was Linda Ronstadt singing her hit from the 70s. Yeah, I'm going to date you all now. Who's going to remember the song? You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. And then she goes, I'm going to say it again. You're no good, you're no good. And so what do you think I'm singing all day long? So I'm singing all day long. Everything I do, I'm hearing you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. So what my mission is with my song, especially with my chants, is to put little earworms in there to bring you back to center, to remember that divinity that you all are, that we all are. And I call it my God positioning, GPS, my God positioning system. And, you know, what happens is, this is God right here. You know, I do a lot of sign language. I have a song called You Are the Face of God. I don't know if you all sing that here. But the sign language is, you are the face of God. And this is God in sign language. And so what I notice for my life is whenever I go off, and we all go off, we're on a diet, and there's a chocolate cake, oh my God, it's calling to me, or whatever it is, we go off track. But it's how we bring ourselves back to that shining light, that divinity that we are. And what I'm going to talk about today is just that. It's like how we can shine our light. Just stop whining about, oh, I'm not perfect enough, and I'm not good enough, and my I mean, whatever it is, that you just allow yourself to be this beautiful, vibrant being, that because we are all here with our own destiny to be the greatest us, the greatest me that I can be. And it's all a choice every day. And, you know, shining, the thing I want to make a clarification about is that shining isn't about, you know, like, here I am, world, every minute you're going to just be just out there being this big light. It's the difference of, you know, when you look in someone's eyes and they twinkle, I call them twinklers. When you look in their eyes and they're in there, that they have this connection to their soul and their being, and you can see them. That's what shining is to me. That you're in alignment. You're in that place of knowing what your path is, who you are, sharing your love, being all of who you are. That's what I'm talking about today. And so I learned about the power of choice when I was about 13, 14 years old. I love how spirit works in this way, that sometimes it just gives you this message. And don't you love how I'm so coordinated? And you know what's really a trip? There are all these, the mirrors back there, there's all these windows, so I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 parts of me. I'm just looking, there's this reflection of me. Oh my God, okay, so I learned the power of choice when I was about 14 years old, that I was what you would call, I grew up in Hollywood, yes, people are actually born there, I grew up in Hollywood, California, and I was what you would call a drip, a nerd, a geek. I had acne and braces, and I did everything possible to straighten this hair. Now, does anyone have a relationship with the product Dippity Doo? We're going to have a healing here today. I don't know if you knew about this, but we're going to have a healing. So every single night, I would take an entire can of Dippity Doo, and I would slather it all over my hair, and I would put this side up like this, and this side up like that, and then with a bunch of bobby pins, thank you very much, and then an orange juice can on top. What that's about, that's like more years of therapy, and then little tendrils here with the little, you know, the little sticky tape, and I would pray to God that by morning, my hair would be straight, but instead it would come down going, like so brittle, and then if it was ever foggy in Los Angeles, my hair would rise like yeast, okay? So am I giving you an idea of what, you know, I just want to set the tone for this story, but I'm just afraid that you're looking at me, the glamorous supermodel that I am today, and you can't really get this visual, so I brought a little visual aid so that it would help, so... So now you don't have to go, oh, you poor pathetic thing, because you know you all have the same picture, don't you? Okay, so this is setting the stage. And do you love this? Now, it was like a foggy day. There was like 900, you know, rubber bands in my hair making sure. And I love that, like full braces. And I'm going, God bless her little heart. I'll keep it right here in case you want to look at it again. So I'm this drippy girl, I'm not fitting in, I'm not shining my light. I can even look in my eyes and I can see how closed down I am because I'm trying so hard to fit in. But I had a mentor at that time and I thought if I could be anything like her, my life would be good. And that person was Carol Burnett. Remember Carol Burnett and the Carol Burnett show? And so what I did was, and this is so pathetic, I had the same little polka dot dress that my mom made for me. And I would go down every single Friday to CBS Television Center. I would take the bus down from school. I would stand in line for 2 hours, and I would make a beeline to that seat right there so that every single week she'd come out, and pretty soon I was there every single week, so she would kind of, like, wink at me. And it's like, oh, my God, like, we're BFFs, okay. And so remember at the beginning she used to do her question and answer period? So one day I'm sitting there like everybody else, and I'm just listening. And all of a sudden, I could feel my heart beat really hard. And I look down, and my little palms are getting completely sweaty. And I'm thinking, I'm having a panic attack. And I'm saying, what is going on? But this is how Spirit works in our lives. Spirit had a bigger plan for me that day than what I had planned. I had planned to just show up. But instead, Spirit, when she said, anybody have any questions? My hand went like this. I'm like, ah, how do I get it? And I tried to get it down before... And as soon as my hand went up, she said, yes. She probably wanted to know who this weird stalker kid was. And she said, yeah, what's your question? And I couldn't think of anything. I was like a deer in the headlights. But I had remembered that the week before, I had won the Edgar Rice Burroughs Tarzan calling contest. So I said, I'd like to challenge you to a Tarzan calling contest. And she goes, great, come on up. So now I walk up on stage. I'm looking out at an audience like all of you, smiling up at me. I'm next to my idol. I'm thinking, my life has been made. I'm feeling unconditional love. I'm just, the lights are hitting me. I'm just going, this is fabulous. And she's so sweet to me. And everything is great until I look out and right where all of you beautiful women are sitting right there, I look out and hear all the cool girls from my school. And what are they doing? They're doing that Valley Girl thing of going, oh my God, is that Karen Drucker? We are like so embarrassed. Oh my God, do you know her? Oh, I'm mortified. And they're doing this and they're like rolling their eyes and going, oh my God. And in that moment, like that, I gave them all the power. All I did was feel shame and embarrassment and my total geekiness came out. I just felt like, what am I doing here? I'm a fraud. And in that moment, I could feel everything shrink. But again, that's how Spirit works, because there was some other part of me that all of a sudden felt like, wait a minute, there's a choice here. And I felt like there was this line that was right here that I could either stay back here and give them the power and just play out that game, that story that I had told myself of being a geek, or I could simply step across that and, as geeky as I was, claim my power, stand in my power, be all of who I am. So I remember that moment like it was yesterday. I remember looking at Carol Burnett, looking at those girls, and going, thank you very much. And you know, that's all it is sometimes. It's that choice. It's that choice of saying, who am I going to give my power to? How am I going to choose to live my life? Am I going to be all of who I am? How am I going to shine my light? No matter what it is, whether it's just being kind to someone, showing gratitude, being a great teacher, being a writer, being a songwriter, being a mother, whatever it is. You know, I travel a lot, and I get to see twinklers out in the world. And I was on a bus in Phoenix, one of those rental car shuttle bus things. And all the weary travelers, we all get on this bus, and we throw our bags in the bin, and we sit down. It's a five-minute ride to the airport, and we're all just sitting there like this. And all of a sudden, the door closes, and you hear, my name is Melinda, I'm your bus driver, and for the next 5 minutes, you're mine! And we all look at each other like, oh my God, bus ride from hell! And we're kind of freaking out, and for the next 5 minutes, this woman puts on a show for us, is telling jokes, is just riffing for 5 minutes. And what was so amazing was, I mean, I went up to her and I said, thank you. This was the highlight of my trip. And she goes, oh, honey, it's just what I do. And but what happened was I now get on the plane, and I look down the line, and here's one of the people from my bus. And we're like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. She created this community. She created community. And I live in San Francisco, and you know, going across the Golden Gate Bridge. Now here's another example. Here's someone who just takes your toll. I mean, what a job this would be for 8 hours. Just go, here's your receipt, here's your money. Ugh. But there's this one guy named Ernie. If I get in Ernie's lane, it's a happening day. Because I get in his lane, and I give them the money, he gives me a receipt, and he goes, here's my card. You never call, you never write. Come back to us. Or he knows I'm a swimmer. He knows that I love to swim. And so he actually has this rubber fish that when he sees me, he goes, go swimmingly through your day. And another boring job. What is it called? Crossing guard. Two guys in two different locations. One guy that you see him and you think, oh my God, what a job this is. The kids come. And he goes like this. He walks across with the kids. And the kids go, and he walks back and waits for the kids. About a mile down the road, there's another crossing guard. And I swear, I think he has, like, Disco Inferno playing, like, constantly. Because he's like, woo, woo! And the kids come, and they boogie. Like, they all go across the street like this, and they're like this. And then, he waves them off, and he just kind of sits there and just dances. And then he boogies back. And then what he does until he waits until the next group of kids come, he stands on the sidewalk, and he just waves to all the cars like this. And I've gotten so dependent on this that if he doesn't see me, if he's talking to someone, I go around the block. Kind of says something about my life. But it's so sweet. But how do we shine? How can we make ourselves be that shining light and give life to people? You know, I was on a plane recently, and I thought, this is how little it can be that we spread love. You know, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with who?
Me.
And how do we show that peace? How do we spread that peace? It's by love. It's by gratitude. It's by kindness. So I'm on Southwest Airlines, and I'm just on the plane, and I'm looking out of the little window, and I'm just kind of bored, and I'm watching this gal who's lugging these big, you know, how you watch them load the baggage, you know, and she's just doing this, and she's got her earbuds in, and she just, you know, but she just looks like she's in her own world and doing this. But she must have somehow felt me looking at her, because I mean, she was just like doing these big bags, and I thought, God, Mama, you go. And so at some point, she must have felt me because she just looked up for a second, and I just gave her this big smile and went, yes! You know, you go, girl. And I did some kind of thing. And here she was, she's kind of in this, you know, mood. And she just went, and you could see just on her face the example of being seen and heard. Just being seen and heard, you know, just that someone recognized her. And she looked like a completely different person with this smile. And she went back to her stuff, and I could feel her, like, loading her stuff and kind of looking up at me like this every once in a while. And at the end, you know, she just turned and just gave me this big smile. And it made my day. It made my day. You know, one of the other things that I have found is just that shining is about being kind for me. It's a spiritual practice for me to recognize places where I can be kind. And I carry $21 bills with me whenever I travel, and my goal is to get rid of that money before I'm done on tips or little kindnesses like this next little story. So I'm at my personal church, which is Starbucks. Ah! And here's a woman right in front of me, and she says, oh, you know, give me a cup of coffee, and she starts fumbling for her money. And I go, oh, there's my little example of how I can use my money. So I said, I'll pay for her. And this woman turns to me. She's like, what do you mean? Said, well, this is kind of something I like to do. You know, I'll just pay for your coffee. And she goes, well, why would you do that? Give it to someone who really needs it. I don't need it. I'm thinking, you know, there's this great Unity Church down the street you might want to check. I didn't say that. But I just said, you know, this is kind of one of my things. You know, I'd really appreciate it if you'd let me do it. And she was like, you know, well, why didn't you? And we're kind of going back and forth. And I said, lady, it's just a cup of coffee. Just take it. And she goes, well, fine. So I'm like, I'm shining my light. Come on. So you know, we moved down and we're waiting, you know, to get the coffee and my little latte. And then we're standing there in sort of this uncomfortable silence. And all of a sudden she turns to me. And she says, no one ever does this for me. No one ever does this for me. And I said, well, thank you very much. Thank you for letting me contribute. This made me feel better. Thank you very much. We stand there for another minute, kind of awkwardly. And she goes, so is this one of those pay it forward kind of things? I'm like, whatever. But one of the ways that we can look at when we are not shining our light is when our critic comes in. And does anyone have a critic? Because I could just bypass this whole thing. Oh, okay. So actually this afternoon, I'm going to go into more detail around this kind of stuff. But, you know, the ways that we dim down sometimes is that idea that we have to be perfect. That we have to be perfect and we're not allowed to shine until we've got it all together and we look perfect and everything's together. And it's like, no. You know, if I waited until I was perfect, I wouldn't have one CD out. I have 19 CDs at this point. I wouldn't have had one. And do I listen to those CDs and go, oh my God, perfection? No. I still can hear things and go, oh, why didn't I change that? It's like it's expression. It's let it out. That's what Spirit wants us to do. You know, I have a song called I Feel the Call of Something More. I feel the call to be someone I've never been before. I feel the call of something more. That's asking me, what am I here for? And that's what I say to you. What are you here for? What are you here for? Do that. Be that. And when that critic comes up, you say, back off. I have something bigger in my life. You know, every time I go in to record, my critic comes in so big. I actually have a song called I'm Taming My Inner Critic. And while I was recording it, she's going, this song sucks. You're really terrible. You can't sing. And I'm like, shut up. This is about you. And we had this whole thing going on. But what I do is I just put all of my emails that I get from people saying, your song helped me get through cancer. Your song helped me when I didn't know how I was going to get out of bed. Your song helped me when I was going through divorce. And I look at those things when I'm recording and I say, back off, Spirit, I have a bigger plan here. And I'll still have that stuff come up, but I just say, I've got a bigger plan here. I want my life to be about more than you just going, nee, 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 not as good as this person. I had a friend in San Francisco who was this amazing singer, and she was part of a trio, and she came to me and said, you know, I love singing with this women's trio. We do a great job. But what I really want to do is do my own CD. And you have so many, and you seem like you know how to do this. Can you help me? I'm there for you whenever you want to do it. You know, just give me a call. Time goes by. And I wind up not hearing from her, but then I see her at another party. Oh, I really want to do this thing. Okay, give me a call. I'm right there for you. Then she gets cancer. She calls me. I feel like this was a wake-up call. You know, I got cancer. I've got to do it now. Great. I'm here for you. Time goes by. Nothing. I hear that she started to not do so well, but then she went into remission. I saw her again. Here we go. Let's do it. Nothing. But then I heard that her cancer came back with a vengeance. And she wound up going into the hospital. And the doctors basically said, you have 2 weeks to live. And in that moment, she said, now is my time. And let me tell you something. Usually, when you make a CD, it takes about, 6 months, a year, just getting everyone together and getting all the logistics. She rallied all her friends and this recording studio that they worked like 14, 16 hours a day and recorded the CD. And in the process of recording, she just got all this energy back. And people were thinking, oh, maybe she's going into remission because she had energy and she was sounding great and she was eating and she was having the time of her life. And what was amazing is that her critic was no longer there because there was no time. There was no time. So she records the CD. They send it off, expedited. Let's get this thing back to her right away. And as soon as she was done, she started to decline. And right before, they kept waiting for the UPS truck to come and deliver those CDs. And on this one day, she was kind of going between the worlds. And the UPS truck comes up, and they run up, and they get the CDs, and they put it on, and they put it in her hand. And, you know, she was kind of out of it. But the next morning, she woke up completely awake and present. And she looked at the CD, and she starts looking for any typos that are there. But she looks at the CD, and she's like, oh, I did it. And she kissed the CD. She threw it across the room. And she said, now, go out in the world and do your work. And the next day, she died. So I tell you this story because don't wait. Don't wait till the stars align and everything's perfect. Whatever it is you need to do, do it. And am I telling you this story to say, oh, poor person, she didn't? No, I'm saying this because her critic was no longer there because she didn't allow it to be there. She made a choice that this was more important for her to get her music out there. And at her celebration, her producers were talking all about how effortless and wonderful these sessions were because everyone knew this was it. So there was none of that criticism and that critic and the perfectionism going on. And her music lives on. And she was satisfied. And who's to say when you're supposed to do this? This was maybe the way that she had to do it. It was her time to do it that way. But you are a gift. You are a gift. It is your turn now to declare that, to do that, to let your light shine. Where's our wonderful piano player? Why don't you get up there? To let your light shine and give that gift to the world, even if it's just to one person, even if it's to the person next to you in Starbucks. You know, the greatest gift you can do is when your little barista is giving you your latte, instead of just going, yeah, thank you, just say, look at them in the eye and say, thank you. And I don't mean that, you know, I see you, you see me, meanest, weanest, eunest. I don't mean that. I just mean take that extra second, especially in this city that you live in where everything is so fast. Take that second to just look and go, I see you. What a difference that will make. What a difference. So I want to remind you of the gift that you are. I am a gift. No matter what age, no matter how I look, there's beauty in each stage. I am a gift. And I promise every day that when I look in the mirror, I'll say, I am a gift. Can you sing that line with me? And I am a gift. I've loved really well. And every year I've lived has a different tale to tell. I've made mistakes and I have some regrets. But I promise I'll never forget. I am a gift. Take a deep breath. Say that line with me. Say, I am a gift. And there may be times when I forget the truth about me. When it seems time and youth, they're just marching on without me. That's when I might need you to find me. And ever so gently remind me that I am a gift, God's precious child. I was put here on this earth, but only for a while. So I make this vow, and I say it with love. I am perfect and whole and enough, and I am a gift. Can you sing that line with me now? Just say, I am a gift. Sing it again to yourself. Just say, I am a gift. If you want to look around and tell someone, if you feel comfortable, you are a gift. You are a gift. Tell someone else, they might need to hear it this morning. You are a gift. Let's claim it for all of us and just say we are. Just put your hands up and say, we are a gift. Putting it to everyone in this room. We are a gift. We are a gift. Now take that energy, put it right back in your heart and say, I. Say, I am a gift. So repeat after me. I am a gift. I am perfect, whole, and complete. There is nothing I need to change because I'm wonderful. I shine my light every day to everyone around me, even people who push my buttons a little bit. I shine my light. That's what I'm here to do because I'm fabulous. Thank you all very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, you spoil me. You spoil me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, band. Well, I love New York. Just someone let me live with you and I'll move here. All right, so I'm going to sing a little song of mine. So this is one of my favorite songs to sing, a little meditation for you. So if you would take everything off your laps, if you have anything there, just allow yourself to just be quiet. You know, I wrote this song at a time when I was in that dark night of the soul. And someone said, if you can just focus in on one thing, one little glimmer of light, that'll make the difference. So I wrote this. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so I am so grateful, yes, I am so blessed. So if you would, put your hands over your heart. I want you to think about your life for a minute. Think about the blessings you have in your life. See people, see their faces, kitties, doggies. Could be the person sitting right next to you. Just scan your life and sing with me one time as you do that. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I'm so grateful. I am so for all that I have, for all that I'm so blessed. I am so blessed, so blessed. So grateful. I'm so blessed. So now what I want you to do is think about people in your life. Someone that you could say you are so blessed, and think about sometimes the closest people to you don't always get their blessings. They don't really know. So as you send them energy right now, say to them, help them remember, you are so blessed. You are so blessed. Help them remember, you are so grateful for all that you have. You are. You are so. You are. You are so blessed. So grateful. Blessed. You are. So now think about the world, this country, the city you're living in, proclaiming it for all of us, saying we, just even with all the stuff that's going on in the world, we can continue to look for the light instead of focusing on the darkness and say we are. We are so blessed. We are so blessed, so grateful. We are so for all that we have. So blessed. So blessed. So grateful. We are. We are. Let's go back to yourself and say, I am so so blessed. I'm so grateful for all that I am, for all that I am. I'm so blessed. So blessed. I am so blessed. Grateful. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. So as we sit for a moment in silence, just scan your life. Even if it means seeing a few faces of people you have little issues with, knowing that everything is there in divine right order. Sometimes the blessing can be in an issue you have with someone, with the insight that you'll get. So just allow yourself to just scan your life, looking at your blessings. So grateful, so blessed. Gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. There every day I say, so grateful, so grateful. So grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so grateful, yeah. So grateful, so grateful. Now the movements go like this. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, to the left. Gratitude to the left of me, to the right. Gratitude to the right of me, above me. Gratitude above me, below. Gratitude below me, within me. Gratitude within, all around me. Gratitude all around me. And I say, I'm so grateful. You just open up. I'm so grateful to all of how you're grateful. I'm so grateful, always to yourself. I'm so grateful. Then you release, let it go. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so, now if you want to stand up and wiggle a little bit, you can now. Gratitude before me. Gratitude behind me. To the left. Gratitude to the left of me. To the right. Gratitude to the right of me. Above me. Gratitude above me. Below. Gratitude below me. Within me. Gratitude within me. All around me. Gratitude all. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. Is this good to do every day? I'm so grateful to yourself. And I'm so, to the people you love. I'm so grateful, let it go. A scan around, I'm so grateful. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Now put your hands over your heart, close your eyes for a minute. So just scan your life for a minute. Just think about, to see all these people again, giving them thanks, giving them gratitude for what they give to you in your life. Just see them, see their faces. Now look at yourself in the mirror, giving gratitude for all that you are, all that you've done in your life, all that you give every day. All right, let's sing it one more time. Oh, gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, to the left, gratitude. Put a wiggle in it. Come on now. Gratitude to the right of me. Gratitude above me, below. Gratitude below me, within me. Gratitude within, all around me. Gratitude all around. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. You will look great. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I feel it. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So just open up your arms and say, I'm so grateful. Again, just say, I'm so grateful. So we're going to do this for about 4 more hours. Just over and over. You'll really get it then. I'm so grateful. Take it down a little bit. I'm so grateful. So this is a morning practice. I'm so grateful. To start your day this way, choose this. Grateful, and I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful for all of you. You are just the best. You've spoiled me. Thank you.